Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Discussions in this show are for educational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. United Planners and its representatives do not offer tax or legal advice.
And let's navigate the website, folks, craigjamesfinancial.com. It's a website, not only great information you need to know, everything we talk about on the segment, but also to allow you to log on, pre-register for all of the webinars and events coming our way, including tomorrow night regarding Social Security. You don't want to miss that at 7 o'clock. Dow, the good finish Friday, up 153 points at its close, 38-239. That's how you start your Monday, and futures up 34 points or so as we speak. As we get through a rough week with the GDP and everything else we spoke about from Friday, as we welcome in Ms. Craig Ferentino from the great Craig James Financial Services, located right in the heart of Melville off of Broad Isle Road. And a very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay. Happy Monday. We do have a great intro, as usual. And, you know, it's so much fun to go through what happened on Friday when you have a restful weekend. But I had to suffer through some of those numbers that I forgot about. But, yes, The week ended up positive. And we'll take a look at some of the numbers where we are year to date. So the Dow Jones, in spite of all the machinations in the news and headlines, Dow Jones ended up so far 1.5% since January 1st. The S&P 500 index started to save the day, came back a little bit. It's almost at 6.9%, just under 7%. For the week, it did 2.7% on the S&P 500. Let's look at the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ, which has got many technology companies, and that's the 100 stocks. For the week itself, that's the home run. That's like 4.2% for the week, which brings its year-to-date number up 6.7%, just under the S&P 500. The European index did 1.3% for the week. And also, year-to-date was, due to the sell-off from like 2 weeks ago, is now 1.3% up since January. 10-year Treasury up 0.8%. And we have oil still increasing, 1.7% for the week. Year to date, 16.7% on oil. And that's starting to hit people's pockets. I think that goes up because, you know, as people travel in the summer, you got college graduations, you got high school graduations, you got families traveling, and then you got the June, July, August where the demand for energy goes up. I think you're going to see people paying more as we go into that, which all the rage because, Jay, as you had kind of alluded to, this week is a big week. We're getting some of the biggest names reporting this week, such as Apple and Amazon, just the name two, Coca-Cola. This all happens Monday to Friday. It's going to be a daily barrage of first quarter earnings, and it's not so much that is that what they're going to say guiding forward. More importantly, as you also alluded to, Jay, is that Chairman Powell will be speaking on Wednesday. It's not so much the numbers that we'll be getting on Wednesday, but what he's going to guide going forward is where rates will remain, quote, higher for longer. We're going to see if that gets tested. And if it does test, he's going to have to make a decision. Right now, as of Monday morning, the market is pricing in a 97% chance that there is no rate cut. 97% chance there is no rate cut. So three cuts for the year, all that stuff they told us at the beginning of the year, seems to be fading. And in September, now the numbers are showing what September's rate cut looks like. They may likely be in September. Obviously, the closer to November 4th, the better, right? So he's going to wait. He's going to wait. He wants to make the economy look good. So I'm willing to bet that I don't know. I just don't know. But that he's going to do something, it'll be then. So that's what we have, Jay, for this week. We're also going to be talking about Social Security. It's so important that people understand their benefit options. And so we'll be talking about do I file at 62? Can I file at 67 if I'm married or if I was divorced? Can I claim on a spouse? What are the numbers? It's very, very popular. I mean, some people, when I do this in a library or something, it's usually full. So we have on this monthly basis, we do it once a month. So I'll be speaking about it tomorrow night, 7 to 8 o'clock, Social Security benefit options. We want to make sure that this money comes in for you because this is important. And this is the money that the government is paying you back. They call it something like, they use the word entitlement. It just rubs me the wrong way. You are absolutely entitled to the money, but it's not like a handout. You know, it's something that you've taken money out of your pocket to give it back, and they just started to give it back to you at these ages. You know, and we wanted to make sure people understand all the dynamics that goes on with that. So that's tomorrow night. Go to our website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. That's CraigJamesFinancial.com. Click on events, and we'll get you a link. You can sit through it, and if you have questions, which is where a lot of people come, they kind of know some of the basics, but then they have a lot of questions. So please come on the website, and we'll send you a link to get you engaged. Very important. You're going to get money for the rest of your life, and we're just going to make sure that you have an understanding of that and how it's going to come in and how it's taxed and all that good stuff tomorrow night. CraigJamesFinancial.com. That's it. How was your weekend, my friend?
My weekend wasn't long enough. You know, we were talking yesterday. It just goes so fast, you know? I mean, you know, Saturday, you get yourself rolling. Yesterday, you know, you're out and about. You want to watch a couple of games, playoff, if you're into hockey and basketball and all that stuff. Knicks, Rangers, Islanders. But it just goes too quick. Way too quick. But with that being said, a little bit of a recharge is what we all need. And certainly I did that, so. Raring to go here, my friend, raring to go as we get into the month of May. It is hard to believe. And also, we look forward to some Social Security talk from you tomorrow night. Always very informative, well-needed, too, for a lot of folks out there. We'll keep hyping it up. Good stuff, my friend. We look forward to having you on a Tuesday.
Yes, Jay, we'll chat tomorrow. Absolutely. Take care, my friend.